Okay, now let's move quickly to the second agenda item, targeted standards level review of disclosures. And I think I will give the word to Catherine, is that right?
That is correct. Thank you very much, Martin. And hello, everybody. So in this session, we are going to be asking for your feedback on the proposals in the board's recently issued exposure draft, disclosure requirements in IFRS standards, a pilot approach. Now, the meeting materials included a fairly detailed summary of both the project background and the proposals, so I do not propose talking through all of that. What I'm going to do is take 5 minutes or so to highlight a few key points about the proposals that provide important context for the breakout sessions. This might also be of particular benefit to those members who are new to CMAQ or GPF since the last time you provided input on this topic. I'll then summarize our objectives for the breakout group discussions and briefly run through how the materials for the breakout groups relate to the big picture proposals on the project. I do not plan to take up anywhere near the 20 minutes that we had available. So I was going to say, if there are any questions up front, we'd be happy to take them in the introductory session. We still are, of course, but I'm confident we will be okay on timing with the additional bit at the start of this session, and we should be able to get to the breakout discussions efficiently. So in terms of key points, and I'm moving now to what was slide number 10 in the meeting materials, the project essentially forms the IASB's overall response to what we've long called the disclosure problem. That is, not enough relevant information in financial statements, too much irrelevant information, and ineffective communication of the information that is provided. Now, over a number of years, the board did a lot of research about the underlying causes of that problem and the practical ways in which they might be addressed. And while I would love to talk for the next hour about everything we've learned, the big message that has come through time and time again is about the importance of good judgment and effective application of materiality across financial statement disclosures. So in response to all of that feedback, the board has proposed a new approach to disclosure requirements that focuses heavily on effective application of judgment and that would give stakeholders the tools they've consistently told us they need to be able to really improve disclosures in a practical sense. The board then tested that approach by applying it to two standards: employee benefits and fair value measurements. Now, in terms of critical things about the approach, I'm going to turn to what was slide 15 of the meeting materials and mention three key things. So first, the proposals place a heavy focus on understanding the needs of investors and explaining them right there within the disclosure requirements. By clearly explaining the point of disclosure requirements, the proposals would leave stakeholders better placed to apply judgment than they perhaps are today. Second, the way in which those investor needs would be reflected in the standards is through detailed, specific disclosure objectives that companies are required to comply with. Those objectives would essentially require a company to provide information to satisfy the described user needs, and they could only be satisfied by applying good judgment. Put another way, the most effective way to ensure compliance with disclosure requirements developed using this approach would be to disclose the information that is genuinely relevant. Third, moving away from prescriptive disclosure requirements to disclose particular items of information. So each of these specific disclosure objectives I talked about would be supplemented by items of information that may help to satisfy that objective. However, in most cases, those items would be explicitly identified as being not mandatory. Items would only be mandatory when the board concluded that one of the required objectives simply could not be satisfied without disclosing a particular item. So this third key proposal would further reinforce the need to apply judgment to meet objectives. With the compliance requirement on the objectives rather than the items, there would be little compliance benefit to what many refer to as a checklist approach, and lots of benefit to an assessment of what is really relevant. So putting all of that together, you can see that the board is proposing a potentially significant change in the way that we all think about and approach disclosure. And that being the case, testing this approach is really important, and that is where the two test standards come in. So in publishing the exposure draft, the board concluded that the proposed amendments to IAS 19 and IFRS 13 that it developed applying this approach would give stakeholders what they need to apply effective judgment and to disclose more useful information. So what we'd like to do in today's breakout groups is test that out. So each breakout group has been allocated 3 or 4 of the specific disclosure objectives that I talked about, and will be asked to answer the questions here on what is slide 3 of the meeting material pack. Now, the questions reflect exactly the key project themes that I've just talked about. Do the proposals accurately reflect investor needs and communicate them effectively to preparers? Do they give you what you need to apply judgment and to disclose the information that is relevant? And finally, do you think the proposals will lead to better information than is typically disclosed today? Now, in order to give you all of the information that you need to be able to answer those questions, you'll have seen that we've laid out the proposals in detail on the slides for the breakout room. So this is just one example of the breakout room slides, but they're all the same. I'll use this to explain what we're doing. So for each specific disclosure objective, you can see a number of things on the slide. In the red box on the top left, you can find the specific disclosure objective that companies are required to satisfy. In the orange box on the top right is an explanation of what investors are likely to do with any information provided. So those paragraphs are there to help stakeholders fully understand the objectives, thus helping with the application of judgment about what is relevant in their case. Under the items of information named in the standards that a company may use to meet the required objective. So in each case, the proposals specify whether that information is mandatory or non-mandatory. Now, I've specifically picked an example here where we had both and where it all fit on the one slide for ease. But to reiterate, the only time you will see a mandatory item of information is in those cases where the board concluded that the disclosure objective in question simply could not be met without that piece of information being provided. For the avoidance of doubt, any mandatory items are not a list of minimum disclosures. There are many objectives where all identified items are described as not mandatory. Ultimately, it's the disclosure objective that must be satisfied. That's where the compliance bar is, and the items provided form a further tool to help companies identify the information that is relevant in their case. Now, for some of the objectives, the board decided that it would be helpful to provide further tools to help companies with application. So in some cases, you will also see illustrative examples, application guidance, or in one case for breakout group 2, both of those things. So in summary, what we're asking the breakout rooms to do is tell us whether the collective proposals for each of the specific disclosure objectives reflect investor needs and provide preparers with what they need to identify and disclose the information that is really relevant to them. And that was the completion of what I planned to sum up. As mentioned, we're very happy to take any questions if there are any now. Otherwise, we'd be happy to have a few extra minutes in the breakout rooms.
Okay, thanks, Catherine. Do we have any questions, or I think it's all clear what Catherine has explained? Okay, if we don't have comments, questions, then let's move to the breakout groups. We have this time 3 breakout groups. You can find your allocation, as I mentioned, in the email from EASY from Tuesday this week. And I think we will resume here in the main meeting at 10 to 3, what is it? I know, a different time in Germany, but in 1 hour and 5 minutes. So let's go to the breakout groups and see you then there. Thank you.